Members of the union that represents Seattle Symphony and Opera musicians say if they don't get the contract they want, they may go on strike. KUOW's Marcy Silman reports.
Members of the Seattle Symphony and Opera Players Organization voted Monday to authorize a strike. In a statement published on its website, the musicians' union points to the most recent contract offer presented by the managements of both the symphony and opera. The offer calls for a 15% reduction in overall compensation for the 2012-2013 season. That's on top of other concessions the musicians already have made. The musicians say further cuts are not possible. In a printed statement, Seattle Symphony Board of Directors President Leslie Shahuli thanked the musicians for their service, and she acknowledged their past wage and benefit concessions, but she added, quote, "We must further reduce expenses to achieve economic sustainability." She continued, "It is with great regret that we must ask our musicians again for concessions," unquote. Seattle Opera declined to comment for this story because negotiations are still ongoing. Although the Seattle Symphony had a balanced budget last season, the organization is still saddled with $11 million in debt. The Seattle Opera expects to end the season with a shortfall of approximately $1 million. Earlier this year, Seattle Opera General Director Spate Jenkins announced his organization was taking preemptive measures to staunch that flow, including layoffs and program cutbacks. Both organizations say all performances are proceeding as scheduled. I'm Marcy Silman, KUOW News.